Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. One of the oldest charities in New England, Worcester-based Lutheran Social Services, has decided its name is getting in the way of its mission. In a few months, the word Lutheran will be gone entirely, and the nonprofit will be called Ascentria Care Alliance. Joining us now with more on why the formerly Christian organization feels the need to rebrand itself is President and CEO Angela Beauville. Hi, Angela.
Hi there.
So what was the problem with the name Lutheran Social Services?
I think the primary issue is that our name is misleading. A lot of people would ask me, you know, do you have to be Lutheran to work there? Do you only serve Lutherans? Does the church primarily fund you? So I think people made a lot of assumptions about who we are, most of which are not true. And I think that that's inhibited us from being able to really reach the right people.
So the organization is or is not affiliated with the Lutheran Church?
We are to a degree. We certainly have a relationship with them, but it's not the same as one might imagine. The church does not administer or oversee our organization. We're a separately functioning organization. We employ people of all religions, and we serve people of all religions.
Could you review for us, in fact, what you do, who you are, and who you serve?
So we're a multi-service agency, so we're in all six states of New England in one capacity or another. We serve everyone from adoption all the way through to sort of end-of-life nursing home care, disabled persons, child and family services, and refugee services.
How was the name causing problems for fundraising?
Corporations really have a hard time having a narrowly religious or denominationally religious organization as a partner because it may actually offend their own employees, or it may be something that just doesn't represent who they are. And so corporate partnerships really shied away from having a narrowly religious partner like that.
By corporate partnership, what do you mean by that?
For example, we have one that we're working with right now with Wells Fargo Bank, where they will take their employees to start teaching our financial literacy program both to clients and to staff.
Are you saying that Wells Fargo would not have done that had you had the Lutheran name?
They were very hesitant, and not because they didn't love our work. The barrier that sits in front of us means that we don't get past hello in many occasions, and that's been really frustrating. I think people have discounted us and said, ah, they're religious. Same thing happens with foundations, where we'll apply for a foundation grant. And in this day and age when there's such limited resources, if people are looking for reasons not to fund and they say, ah, this is too narrowly religious, it just gets pushed out of the pile.
Now, I understand that you held a series of town meetings around New England to get feedback about the possible name change, and I'm wondering whether there was any backlash or outcry from people about losing the Lutheran name.
There's been a few in the church that have worried that this means that our mission has changed, but that couldn't be further from the truth.
Angela, you've said the charity will continue to honor its Lutheran heritage by putting faith and action in your work, and that the new name, Ascentria, is a blending of the words Ascension and Trinity. Might some still question whether you're a Christian-based organization?
That could happen. We wanted it to be a name that could bridge both the secular and the religious side of the house. So it really, to your point about the blending of Ascension and Trinity, really reflects our Christian heritage. But the word also means to ascend together, or other words, rising together, which is central to our mission. Our mission is about empowerment. It's about moving people forward. There will be some who will challenge us on the fact that if it's not in our name, that must mean we're not faith-based anymore. But at the roots of our mission and at the roots of our history, it's very much there.
Well, Angela, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Of course. Thank you.
Angela Beauville is President and CEO of Lutheran Social Services. In September, it will change its name to Ascentria Care Alliance.